So glad that you could be here today for Keeping Up with the Corinthians Season 2. In the passage of scripture that we looked at on Sunday, Paul said some really incredible things. We are pressed but not crushed, persecuted but not abandoned. We are struck down but not destroyed. In all things, the power of God in us preserves us, even though we are just jars of clay. That's a pretty incredible spiritual truth. It's also true, though, that the trials remain. You know, we might not be crushed, but we will still be hard-pressed on every side. You know, we might not be destroyed, but we can certainly get knocked down. What do we do about that? Well, Paul says it's all about perspective. You can choose to focus your attention on the circumstances of your life, or you can fix your eyes on God, who can do something about it. We're going to look at verse 16 of chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. So 2 Corinthians 4:16, Paul acknowledges our outer selves are wasting away. You know, we are pressed, but not crushed. But we're still pressed. That's just a reality. Our bodies wear out. We get sick. We get tired and stressed under pressure. And some of us in our congregation deal with pain every day. You know, a younger congregation might not fully understand this, but I think we've lived enough to realize that this is true. Our outer self is wasting away. But Paul says, our outer self is not all there is. Again, verse 16, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Every day, God pours out his energy and grace into our hearts so that we can live for him, no matter what our bodies are doing. He takes our weakness and puts his strength on display in us. You know, our inner selves are being renewed little by little every day, each day a bit more mature and a bit more Christ-like than the day before. God gives us the energy that we need for the day. You know, I remember the morning when I had my appendix, the morning after I had my appendix out, lying in the hospital there, and I felt this energy and this desire to encourage you, even though I had been drugged up and chopped up just the day before. That's God renewing my inner self. And so, as verse 16 actually began, we don't lose hope. We don't lose hope in the face of these trials. And actually, this is where the perspective part comes in. We can fix our eyes on our outer selves and despair, or we can choose to believe that God is at work. And what God intends to do can actually help us, Paul says. What we are going through now, Paul says, is nothing compared to the glory that God has reserved for us. Verse 17, he says, this momentary light affliction is preparing for us the eternal weight of glory that is beyond comparison. It's all about perspective. You know, Paul looks at the trials that he's faced, shipwrecked, stoned, left for dead, jailed for Jesus. He says, that is nothing compared to the glory that God has for us. Adversity, weakness, it's just for a moment. Sure, it's hard, but alongside Jesus, it is light compared to the eternal, everlasting heaviness, the weight, the significance of glory. You know, I had a prof in seminary whose son was suffering from a degenerative disease they didn't anticipate that this boy would last much beyond his 20th year. And yet my prof and his wife spent money and time to renovate their house and give their son every opportunity that they could. They put in special tools in their house, special zones, ramps and things. They poured their sweat and tears into their son, knowing that they would probably soon lose him. It's this verse that I heard on his lips more than I think any other one. This momentary light affliction is preparing for us the eternal weight of glory. And therefore we have hope. What we are going through now cannot compare to what lies ahead for us. We can have hope. We do not lose heart. Verse 18 continues, we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. You know, if our eyes are constantly on our weakness and pain, then sure, we are going to get overwhelmed. But Paul tells us these things that we can see are not forever. Wheelchairs, walkers, trials, tribulations, they will not last forever, but the faithfulness of God will. And so we walk by faith and not by sight, our eyes fixed on Christ above, anticipating the glory that we have. I want to encourage you today. You know, some of you are going through some really tough stuff. Some of you are going through things that I cannot even imagine, being the young whippersnapper that I am. But from God's word, I can tell you this. You are beautiful in God's eyes. You are valuable in God's eyes. You are capable in God's eyes. He is renewing your inner self day by day, every day, making you more and more capable of making a difference in the world, even if your outer self is wasting away. Don't let these earthly realities weigh you down, but instead look to the things that are unseen, the love and mercy and compassion of God, and let God bless the world around you through you. It's all a matter of perspective. Because this momentary light affliction is preparing for us the eternal weight of glory. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the eternal blessings that you have stored for us that go far beyond anything that we face right now. Lord, thank you that we can know that there is a connection between what we suffer in this life and what we rejoice in the next. Lord, I pray that you will help us in this. Certainly, these momentary light afflictions, as we live them out, can be tough. God, give us the perspective to see them in light of eternity, to trust in you, to give these afflictions over to you, to let you come alongside us, to take up your yoke and walk with you, finding that, Jesus, when you are with us, the road is straight and light. God, I pray that you will fill our hearts and our minds with trust and confidence. Give us in our devotional time a taste of the eternal glory that waits for us. And may that spur us on, motivate us to live, to persevere through anything that comes our way. Thank you, Lord, that you are always with us. You will never fail us and you will never forsake us. And you have an eternal, glorious home waiting for us. Thank you for these promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, folks, for being here. I would like to close with these words. Trust God and stay safe. And remember, prayer and precaution, not panic.